for Mail Call. Here's Mail Call, one big package of music and fun delivered to you by the stars from whom you ought to hear in answer to requests you send to Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. Bosun Baker, report to the bridge.
Bosun Kenny Baker, reporting, sir.
Bosun Baker, you're to pipe tonight's skipper aboard. Are your pipes in order?
Aye, aye, sir.
Good, then pipe away, Baker.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near me. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? What I always knew, I would live life through. With a song in my heart for
you. Thank you, Kenny Baker. And now, while the men are hoisting anchor, we'll let our skipper for this cruise take over the bridge. And here he is, the man who has been spellbound all his life, that bon vivant who knows all the ropes and usually smokes them, Groucho Marx. Welcome to the Good Ship Mail Call, Groucho. We're glad to have you aboard.
And I'm very glad to be aboard. Now, let's get down to cases. And incidentally, how many cases do we have aboard? Oh, for the life of a sailor. This is all so much like home to me. I was born on the high sea, you know.
You were born on the high sea?
Yes, my mother was an opera singer. My father was an old ship captain.
Whaler?
Oh, he used to kick around once in a while. But that was because she nagged him all the time, except on Fridays. That was the day he went into town for a change and rest. The bar's got his change and the pool hall's got the rest.
Captain Marx, Captain Marx.
Now, don't ask me if I know where the mizzen mast is, because I didn't even know it was mizzen.
I just wanted to say, Captain, that when I was on my last liberty, I invited a charming young lady aboard.
See here, Baker, if anyone's going to take any liberties with a charming young lady, you know who it'll be.
Who?
Curb your insolent tongue, man. Don't forget, I'm top dog here.
Hello, everybody.
Pop, pop.
And here she is, Skipper Catherine Grayson.
Well, spank my spinnaker and call me Windy. If you ain't a rare treasure, Catherine, alas, and what persuaded you to come aboard the good ship Mail Call?
Why, I heard such flattering things about the dashing Captain Marx, I just had to come aboard to see him for myself.
Why, Catherine, I didn't know you cared.
But Captain Marx, I...
Catherine, what's come over you so suddenly? You're so cold, so distant.
But, Groucho, I never...
Wait, Catherine, after all, I'm not a child. I'm a man with all the word implies.
But, Groucho...
Hope I can get my neck back. Please, darling, no scenes, no melodramatics, no petty jealousies.
But, Groucho...
No, don't turn around. It'll only make things more difficult. Just sing, Catherine.
heart. But when the music starts, my peace departs. And the moment they play the triangle of strain, and we surrender all its charm once again. This jealousy that tortures me is ecstasy, mysterious pain. We dance to a tango of love. Your heart beats with mine as we sway.
You know, I'm an old grand opera man myself.
You are, Groucho?
Yes, I once sang in La Boheme.
Did you have a big role?
Oh, I had about $400 saved up. But that's all water over the dam now. And speaking of water, reminds me of the sea. Ah, how I love the sea. Night after night, I would walk the bridge of my ship and gaze up at the stars with ecstasy. And when ecstasy was seasick, I'd walk alone. For 6 years, I sailed the seven seas. And then for 7 years, I sailed the six seas. Everyone knew the name of Marx, Captain Horatio Marxblower. And his three ships of the line, the Nina, the Pinter, and the Santa Fe.
How long have you been in the Navy? How long have you been in the Navy?
A spy, I'm backing me here. Why, what was that, Captain?
How long have you been in the Navy, Captain?
Including the last remark?
Mm-hmm.
Well, man and boy, I've been at the sea 40 years now.
40 years?
They used to say 40 years, but they don't. 40 years, they say.
40 years?
Yes.
Why, you must have enlisted in Rockford.
No, as a matter of fact, it was San Diego. What was that?
Two bells, sir.
Good, ask them aboard. It's time to stop sticking their tongues out. And while you're at it, get their telephone number.
Tell me,
that's known as nullifying two jokes.
Tell me, Captain Marxblower, didn't you ever get homesick in all your years on the water?
Yes, Catherine, I did. There is still a little of the country boy left in me, and sometimes as I lay there on my bed, which was 6 feet wide, that's a lot of bunk. I would dream about our little old red barn, its loft filled with fragrant new mown hay. Ah, how often have I dreamed of that hay and pitched and tossed all night. Shall we dance?
Groucho, we have no music.
What a thoughtless cat I am. For that I should swing from the highest yardarm.
Pardon me, Captain, but why don't you swing down here to the music of the Les Paul Trio?
Well, say. They were a little late getting on the boat. Boys. Catherine, do you know you dance divinely?
Oh, thank you for the compliment, Groucho.
I don't know where that line comes in here at all.
But listen, Groucho, I'd trade all my dancing for the adventures you must have had as a sailor.
You ain't just whistling Chickory Chick. I've had some pretty unbelievable adventures. That's you, Catherine. Right here, huh?
Was that your most exciting adventure, Groucho?
Yes. I have quite a soothing effect on her. Yes, Captain, I shall never forget when I was shipwrecked off the island of Frimfrim with Chafalfa on the side. It was a balmy tropical day, and I was at the wheel when suddenly I found myself gripped in the teeth of a gale. The waves mounted higher and higher, and the wind screamed through the rigging. Suddenly the island loomed up big.
Captain, there's an island
dead ahead. They carry their own wind here, huh? Suddenly, the island loomed up big before me. You're not going to cut that line out on me.
I say, Captain, there's an island dead ahead.
Lieutenant, how many times have I told you not to bother me with trifles?
Well, Captain, it's dead ahead.
That's the trouble. There are too many deadheads around here.
Skipper, we've just been... Tramp steamer.
Nobody waits for their cues around here. I've never been on a ship like this, huh? This is really a tramp steamer, huh? You say you've been signaled by a tramp steamer? What do they want?
A nickel for a cup of coffee.
Tell them I don't want any coffee, but give them the nickel anyhow. They may run into a schooner. Egad, what was that?
Captain, we just sprung a leak in the hull.
The hull? The hull, you say?
Hadn't you better give the order to abandon ship, sir?
Abandon ship, Mr. Christian? We shall never abandon ship. What kind of a crew do I have? Are you men or mice? And take the cheese out of your mouth before you answer that. Yes, it was now apparent that we were in a tight spot. The storm was mounting and things were looking dark. Come to think of it, it was dark. Midnight and no moonshine. And brother, when it's... Please don't beat me to the joke, sir. I like to get a laugh occasionally here myself. And, brother, when it's midnight, there's no moonshine, things are bound to be pretty dark. That's the joke.
Captain, the lookout in the crow's nest is trying to signal you.
Well, tell him to stop treading water and swim on down here. An that's all I remember until I awoke and found myself lying on the beach of a desolate island. But I wasn't alone. A tall, sinewy figure stood over me, his powerful muscles bronzed by the tropic sun. Through my groggy eyes, I've been looking at too much grog lately, I looked up and said, "Who are you?" And in a voice full of resonance and timbre, he said, "Hello." That's a nice part, huh? He got here at 10 o'clock this morning for that, huh? Who are you?
Why, I'm Kenny Baker, Mr. Marks. Don't you remember? Listen.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Cathedral bells were tolling, and our hearts sang on. Was it the spell of Paris? The April dawn, who knows if we shall meet again? But when the morning chimes ring sweet again, I'll be seeing you in lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is young, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be seeing you.
Oh, now I remember you, Kenny Baker.
And wasn't it terribly monotonous on the island, Captain? What did you do while you were waiting to be rescued?
Oh, every once in a while I got into a crap game with the natives.
Zulus?
Oh, I used to win once in a while. We were the best of friends until one day they caught me stealing guppies out of their fish traps. Of course, it really wasn't my fault. I told them to keep their trap shut. They told me they wanted me for dinner, but they changed their minds.
What happened?
Well, I wasn't all I was cooked up to be. They chased me out of the village with their spears and almost got me in the end, but I was saved by their queen. Lydia was her name. She'd been marooned there since the last Major Bowes unit went through. Ah, what a lovely creature she was, with a cluster of diamonds in each nostril. Ah, it was love at first sight. She was beautiful. Her lips. Oh, I can never forget those lips. So round, so firm, so fully packed. As she turned to me and whispered sweetly into my ear. That's a new character. I haven't seen him before. They spring up out of the woodwork around here. And then I would turn to her and say, Pancake. You see, I called her Pancake because she looks so waffle. Pancake. Pancake, let me sing you a song. It's just a little batter I whipped up for you. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattoo lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso, even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoos. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. When her robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you'll step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Patty or Washington crossing the Delaware. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, off the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of them all. For to bit she will do a mazurka and jazz with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can find a lot from Lydia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, oh, have you seen Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of them all. She once swept a sailor clear off her hips. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said, Lydia. I said, Lydia. Da, da, da.
Three days on the island. Then one day I was relaxing on the beach under a banyan tree, peacefully combing the sand out of my mustache. My boy Friday kept running up to me.
Captain Mark! Captain Mark! I've just sighted a strange-looking object 500 yards off the shore.
Quick, man, what is it?
Well, it's hard to say exactly. It looks like a submarine, only it's a yellow shade.
Well, what is it, a submarine or a yellow shade?
I don't know, sir.
You sure it wasn't a Venetian blind?
I don't know, sir.
Or a gaily striped awning?
I don't know, sir.
Friday, you've been drinking again. Go back to your crow's nest and see if you can hatch up a couple of those gags.
I'll try, but please, Captain, don't send me up there again. I've got the jitters. Ground me for a couple of days.
Ground you? What are you, a hamburger? You think I don't know it's murder just sending me a boy up in a crate like that? With the skies full of hell divers? You think it's any easier for me? Waiting, waiting. Hoping against hope that the next point drop will catch me. But we must have strength, Baker. Signal the submarine to come in. And so with my heart crying, knowing that I was leaving perhaps forever, that beautiful, peaceful heaven and the sea, we bade a reluctant farewell in my Pacific paradise. And as we slipped out of the quiet little lagoon,
the hot tropical sun sank in the cool Pacific.
Oh, Groucho, that was a wonderful story. Well, whatever happened to your friend, your Lydia, the tattooed lady?
Oh, I don't know. The last I heard, someone else had designs on her.
How you talk.
Oh, I talk. How you talk. And come to think of it, how you sing.
No, how my heart sings. All of a sudden, my heart sings. When I remember little things. The way you dance and hold me tight. The way you kiss and say goodnight. The crazy things we say and do. What fun it is to be with you. The magic thrill that's in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so much. Secret way you press my hand. Let me know you understand. The wind and rain upon your face. The breathless world of your embrace. Your little laugh and half surprise. The starlight gleaming in your eyes. Remembering all these little things. All of a sudden, my heart sings.
Thank you, Catherine Grayson. Well, men, the good ship mail call has weathered quite a storm tonight, but we sincerely hope you've enjoyed the cruise. About this time in the program, your skipper usually appears to tell you how we've enjoyed pounding over the ether waves with you. Well, I'm no exception. Believe me, it's a pleasure to do these programs for you and to answer the requests you send in. You men overseas who are securing the peace after our costly victory are doing a job universally recognized as a hard job, but not a thankless one. These broadcasts are just one of the many ways that we here at home are saying thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Good night, everyone.
Well, there you have it, then. Another mail call letter has been secured. Tonight's signatures include Groucho Marx, Catherine Grayson, Kenny Baker, the Les Paul Trio, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, directed by Walter Schumann, and yours sincerely, Ben Alexander. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear...